Live streaming of this show available via Roku streaming devices, Apple TV, smart TVs, Amazon Echo, and many other devices. Visit tunein.alphageekradio.com to learn how to listen and watch live.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your cheap couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, January 16th, 2017.
And this is episode 212.
Hey, everybody.
What's going on, everybody?
What are you?
Everybody, clap your hands. What?
It's like, you just keep singing that song.
You don't like this song?
No, I'm just saying. It's like a...
What, you don't like the song?
I mean,
if you don't like the song, just say you don't like it. But if you don't not like the song, then why is it such a big issue?
Can you not like a song and then you don't want to hear it all the time?
Okay, so you heard it, what, two times today?
Yes.
And that's every time?
That is every time, yeah.
Okay, if you say so.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the episode of Valentine Cast. Good to see you.
It's good to see you, babe.
Glad I could be here.
I am glad you're here.
How are you on this Monday?
I am doing pretty good. It's been a whole week of just no sunshine. Have you noticed that?
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
So there has been no sunshine until like today around 11:30. It was like 30 minutes where we got like a break of sunshine through the clouds. And like, I'm in this, so we had a Tadpool photography group, and this week two was a cloud picture. So I went and I took some pictures yesterday.
Right.
When I told you I was going to take some pictures.
Yep.
But it was just like full on overcast. That cast. There was no clouds anywhere. It was just like this big old blanket. This over the sky.
So I would have Googled how to take
pictures
in overcast weather.
I did. I spent a good 30 to 40 minutes. And it was like, oh, this is perfect, you know, for overhead lighting. You get the natural diffuse from the sun, blah, blah, blah.
Well, like,
but it was like, I need clouds, though. I need shaped clouds. So I was able to...
You failed your challenge?
No, I got it today. So okay. At work, I had to do it with my iPhone 7 Plus. And then I did some funky edit that I didn't want to do. But, you know, I tried. So
I'm proud of you for getting your try on.
Yeah. So what's going on, Valentavern? Who do we have with us today?
I don't know. I'm not even in the chat room yet.
Today we have Malinor with us today. What's going on, Mal? And man, I gotta tell you, Mal's been doing some streaming here lately. Yeah, on Twitch, man. So y'all should go, Mal. You need to drop your Twitch link down below so we can go ahead and let people know to follow you and stuff, and they can subscribe and know when you're streaming. And we also have Muhogan and Zobby with us today.
We do. And we also have JK Graham.
What is going on, JK?
Yay.
Man, his dad popped in onto the pre-show on Facebook Live today.
That's cool.
It was kind of cool seeing Papa Grammar out there.
Papa Grammar.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I wonder if he's ever been called Papa Grammar. That sounds like a rap name, kind of, a little bit.
That should be. It should be like Papa Grandma, you know.
Papa Grandma.
All right. Papa. Hold on. All right. Twitch.tv. Thanks, JK. I really appreciate it. So let's go to Twitch.tv Valentine Cash real quick. And hold on. Don't start playing, please. Please don't start playing. All right. Stop playing. Don't play. Twitch.tv. Oh, there we go. Ha ha. It started playing. So anyway, all right, let me get logged in here real quick. Let's see who we have in the chat over in the Valen Tavern Twitch channel. And we also have Corey and Diddy are there, as well as Udella. They're over in the Twitch channel as well. So I'm gonna pop this chat out. Yeah, we got the dual chats going. That's okay. That's okay.
We can do that.
I can do this. I can
also do this.
I can.
I can do it better than you can.
I don't know what this is. All right, here we go. All right. Yeah. Mod icons. So, anyway. There we go. Hi, everyone. So, yeah, if you're over in the Twitch channel, that's cool, too. So, anyway, thanks for the lookout, JK, for seeing those folks over there. I didn't want to leave those folks out because that's happened before. What else have been going on? Man. So how was your? You asked how I was doing today. How are you doing today? What you been up to today?
I have been potty training today.
What? For real?
For real.
Okay. So how? And this is Zoe that we're potty training. Well, I should say, you know what? I can't take any claim.
This is not true. You can.
I can take. Okay. Sure. If only if you say I can. But I feel like that I can't. So.
We decided to give it another go.
Right. So how's that been going with
actually, comparatively, it's actually been going pretty good. You know, I need to think about it. This is her third day.
Right.
And she's actually doing better than Maya was at this stage, which is kind of to be expected since she's already kind of been through it for a little bit, and she's a little bit older and she kind of knows what's going on a little bit more. She loves the praise more than Maya, so she'll try to go even if she doesn't have to go, which is hilarious.
Right.
But she's doing pretty good. Accidents. I think I'm just over pee everywhere.
Uh-huh.
I'm just so over it and I'm so ready for it to be done. You don't realize how much you hate pee until you're covered in it. Well, not covered in it, but you basically have it on you every single day.
Right.
Because your child doesn't know how to hold their urine. So.
Right.
But actually, it's going pretty good. I'm just ready to be done with, you know, diapers during the day. We're going to probably use diapers at night for a while. But now trying to coordinate potty times with two twins should be interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I think it'll be fine. I mean, because they're each their own child and everything else. I mean, it's just kind of, I think that, I mean, it happens. We have two toilets. We have two potty chairs. I think that'll be fine. And they have two parents. So it's kind of like,
but if one doesn't have to go yet, we have to wait for them to go.
Right. So it's going to be one of those things where it's going to be kind of like, at first, it's going to be kind of like, we're waiting on both of them. Or we're going to have to, you know, it's going to be fine. We're going to have to kind of keep track.
Jay says it's going to be fine.
Of when it happens.
I have to believe in
so, him. But here's the thing is that we know with Maya, she can almost hold it a little bit longer than Zoe. So Zoe right now is going to be like a prime focus, kind of like we need to wait for her to pee. It's like, okay, when did Maya last pee? 4. Maya go pee. No. Maya, let's go pee. All right, then she'll go pee. You know, when she answers, have you noticed when she answers really fast or she goes, no, or
I'm done.
You're like, no.
No, you're not.
You're holding it right now. That's pretty much what she's saying. I'm holding it right now. So is what she's saying. So
I have to tell you that all done is cute. No, all done. I'm like, no, you're not all done. I'm like, go all potty.
Done. I'm like, all done from what? You haven't done anything yet, you know? So you just told me you gotta use the bathroom, but you just telling me you're done now.
Oh,
so,
God.
You know,
that child.
She's awesome.
It's hilarious. She's a mess.
She is. So Zoe's doing well. I have to say, you were Saturday. You were. I could tell the excitement you were having because I know you had some reservations.
I did
a little bit just because of, you know,
who she is
of the past. You have to. You can go ahead and say you were holding the past against her a little bit.
I was holding the past against her.
And babe, as parents, we have.
You are not about to lecture me, are you?
As parents,
I know you're not about to lecture me right now.
Hey, leave my other kids out of this.
No, you're not. Leave my other kids out of this.
So, as parents, you have to give them the benefit of the doubt. You can't let the past define who they are.
You are lecturing me right now.
Welcome to parenthood, babe. What's oh my gosh, Punk Gopher showed up.
Hi, Punk Gopher.
Hey, Punk Gopher. I've been
just
thinking.
Just in time to see Jay.
I've been thinking about Punk Gopher. I called him.
Have you been thinking about him?
Yeah, I called him. He may have missed my call. I had called and I just maybe I shouldn't have said that because he might feel bad, be like, damn Jay,
what,
calling me out. So Diddy asked, did she poop in the corner? So
oh well,
okay, so let's talk about that.
Yeah, because you didn't see it.
I did not see it. So
I saw it.
You just told me what happened.
So
and I imagine it.
It's
so
Saturday morning. Ready? Get first, ready to go. We're like, all right. I am so ready, so ready. She didn't pee for a while, but we had the water going. She was drinking water. I was like, it's all good. Maya was there that morning. We were getting ready to play with some of the blocks that were on the side of the entertainment center, and it was great. And then Maya said, uh-oh, poo-poo. I looked down, and there's a big fat shit on the floor.
And it wasn't me. I wasn't here at that time.
I was like, well, shit. So,
and then they say, yeah.
So I had to go clean that up. I had to sanitize it. I had to et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
So I was a little discouraged, like at the first.
Yeah, because you were like, because when I was leaving, you were like, she's going to have to poop sometime. I remember you saying that when I'm walking out.
Like, and I was excited.
And then you was like, Zoe just took a big fat shit on the floor.
I was like, oh, damn it.
And I was like, oh,
and then she peed
man.
Herself two times. Like, and she freaked out a little bit.
Right, right.
But on the third time, she took herself to the potty or she went when I prompted or something. But after that, she was off like the races. And every now and then, she's peed. Pee on the couch. Just pee on the couch. Pee on the floor. Pee on me.
Yeah.
Pee. But I think it's going to go well. We're going to put on loose-fitting pants tomorrow. Go for a little walk down the street.
Yeah.
See how it goes.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. So, on Sunday, well, it's not cool that she took a shit on the floor, but...
No, but JK asked when he rubbed her nose in it.
What?
Because people... You're not supposed to train dogs like this, but that's what people do or used to do. They used to rub their dog's nose in
right.
the shit when they shit in the house.
No, we didn't rub her nose in it.
No, we didn't.
But she does, except for the poop, she does help clean up.
She does help clean.
They do help clean up the accidents. Unless it's poop, then we take care of that. You know, just because of safety precautions and everything else.
Yeah.
Udella said that her daughter pooped in the corner of the living room.
That's fun.
When she was potty training.
Yeah, that's fun. So, yeah. There are some kids who feel a sense of shame or whatever,
yeah.
and they'll go under a table or in the corner. My kids never felt shame when they pooped. They just pooped anywhere. They didn't care.
Who? My aunt did.
Mine did not go anywhere to poop. Mine just
pooped. No, but she felt bad about pooping, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they didn't hide to go poop.
Right, right.
They aren't hiders.
So did, the next thing was Sunday, we were like, because I was helping Kim move. Renee's sister's moved, and I was kind of helping them get stuff moved in and stuff like that. So I was going most of the day. I was actually going from 9 to 5, and I was doing some grocery shopping in between and everything else. On Sunday, Maya and I went to Wild Egg. So
that was sweet.
Yeah. So me and Maya had some quality time together, and we left. And as we were pulling out, and Wild Eggs is a breakfast place that you know, for those that may not. Anyway, we go to a lot. We frequent a lot. You know, we're pretty regular there, because so much that when she came out, she only brought my hot water. She didn't even bring the cold water out.
Wow.
She was like, you don't want the cold water, right? I was like, no, I don't want the cold water.
That was nice.
You know, so, yeah. So, we got there. As we were pulling out, Maya was like, you're leaving Mama. And she kind of whined for like 10 seconds because she wanted Renee to come. Because what happened when Renee potty trained Maya, her and Maya got a bond that Maya doesn't bond like Zoe does, where Zoe's like, oh, I'm hugging on you all this time, and Maya's just like, look, we cool, I love you, you feed me, I play with you, I say love you.
Maya's like a cat.
Yeah, she's like a cat. But during the potty training, bit with Renee, Maya, and Renee got this bond. It's like Maya, like, this is my ace. This is my girl, you know?
She's definitely in the mommy time right now. It'll pass.
And so with Zoe potty training now, so Zoe's getting some of that attention that Maya would normally get. And
she's not like it, y'all.
And she doesn't quite like it. It's kind
of
like,
she's not a fan of that.
Why are you sitting on mommy's lap? You need to go on somewhere. Daddy's over there. Go over there, hang with him.
She even like tries to like push her off on DJ. You're like, look. Right. Go on somewhere.
Right. Maya and I hung out, and then we came back real quick and saw how they were doing. Then Maya and I went to Costco to do some more shopping. So Maya and I got to hang out, and did I take her to Kroger? Yeah, I took her to Kroger also.
Took her with you the whole time.
Yeah, so yeah, we went to Kroger, and Maya and I had a good time just hanging out and everything, and came back and had lunch, and it was a good time, you know. And then like today, I called Maria, our babysitter, and said, we thought it would be best if Maya go ahead and go, and us not be cheap like we.
Like we were before.
Like we were wanting to be.
Yeah.
And go ahead and let her go to daycare. Because
so I can really concentrate.
Yeah, so you can really concentrate on Zoe.
Right.
And what we should have done, and I'm trying to think if we did we end up sending Zoe to Jess's during that time?
Nope.
Not
Zoe
at all?
Zoe stayed.
Oh, man.
We should have, probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
Zoe
but
definitely stayed.
Yeah. So Maya's going to daycare during the day. So it's interesting, you know, and that kind of works out because the care provider just got a new dog, a little puppy, and that's like a little child. And when I went to go pick up Zoe, you can just tell she was kind of like, oh man,
no one ever, oh, yeah, no, like why? I don't, hey, people don't realize
puppies are like little babies.
Puppies are like little babies.
Yeah, they're like little babies. So,
they are.
But it's all good. I think they're going to do well. I just, you know, I hope it doesn't wear them out too much and everything. So, what else? So, how was your trip to Charleston? Oh, man.
It was fun.
Yeah, so.
It was so relaxing.
So, tell us. So, you left. So, tell us.
Great.
So, tell us. So, you left Friday morning on Friday morning, right?
Right.
And Friday morning early. So the night before, the girls stayed over at mom and dad's.
Right.
And then
a nice child-free night.
And you and I had a child-free night, you know, with amazing sex. No, I'm just playing.
Yes, that too.
I'm just playing.
Are you really? Oh, so sorry, Sienna wasn't amazing?
Oh, it was amazing.
Okay.
But I didn't want people to be like,
oh,
damn.
Like,
Jay,
oh my gosh, married people having sex.
Why are you and Jay having sex? Y'all not supposed to be having sex.
I mean, I don't know who can clutch their pearls at that. Even the people that are against premarital sex, we're married, so everybody should be glad that we're having sex. A healthy sex life is very important in a relationship.
Yes, it is. All right, so you left Friday morning. We got up and got you out of here Friday morning. Go ahead.
It was. I felt a sense of. Almost like a weight coming off my shoulders, and I don't want you to think that you made a weight on my
babe
shoulders.
You and I have already talked about this when you got back, so go ahead and say what you need to say.
Okay.
I am comfortable with what you need to say.
Okay
so go for it.
Yeah, so it was like I could breathe, and I was like,
I strangle her, guys. Go ahead, I'm listening.
Really?
See if you guys watch closely as she's talking and read her her blinks, it's gonna be SOS. So, but go ahead.
Wait.
No, go ahead for real, man. I'm just playing. You know I'm messing with you.
I know,
babe.
You are. I got in that terminal and I was sitting there waiting for my flight, and I was like, this is fucking amazing, and it was just me. It was just me, myself, and I. And it's hard to explain, but I was like, I have to do this at least once a year.
Whoa. Hold on now. See, you can't be dropping stuff on me like during the show. You said you were good for a while.
Okay, how is a year not a while?
So
a year. Okay, a year is past a while.
Okay,
that's like way past a while.
All right.
Anyway, so I wasn't a mom.
Yeah.
I wasn't a wife.
Right.
I was just me.
Okay.
I was, and I really, really had a good time. So, got on the flight. Flights were great. Layover was, I tend to like a little bit longer layover so that if there's a problem with my first flight,
right,
I won't miss it. And
right,
there was a slight problem. It was a little late, so that worked out. And got to Charleston. Got to my place to stay. It was gorgeous. It was like a little mini hotel room. Jay liked it. FaceTimed mm-hmm. him, showed him. Then I was gonna take a shower real quick, and because I had been on you know, in planes all day, I was a little grubby. But then my friend Jessica, who was getting married that weekend, was getting her hair blown out relatively close, so I decided to walk to go see her. This is like a trendy area in Charleston, like on King Street, and she was getting her hair blown out there, so I met her up there and saw her, and it was so great seeing her again. I love her. And for those of you who don't know, this is the group that I became friends with when we were all pregnant, so we have like this special bond kind of thing. And so saw her. Then I went to is that when I went to?
So then you were walking back and you saw the Cuban truck.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it was. No, I wasn't even walking back yet. I was going to go to this place called Black Beans, kind of like a healthy deli type thing.
Lame.
But across the street,
lame,
I see a Cuban truck.
Yes.
And as anybody knows, Cuban is my jam. So I tried it out. The guy was cute, who was operating it. He was a cute little Cuban.
Mm-hmm.
And the food was amazing. He even makes flan like they do back in Cuba. At least he said this is how they make it in Cuba. I need somebody to tell me if he's lying or not. But he cuts the top off a soda can and bakes the flan in the can. I need somebody who's familiar with Cuban food to tell me if he was pulling my leg. That's what I need. But it was so freaking good. Like, it was better than Havana Rumba. Hands down. Better than Havana Rumba. And I was sad because I wasn't going to be able to get it again because he wasn't there the next day, like the rest of the weekend. So I followed Jay's suggestion. He suggested, why don't you go on and get some for tomorrow? So I got two things for tomorrow. Super excited about it. He had plantains and he put guava and condensed milk on it. It was great. It was great. And the Cuban coffee is just like this sweet, strong kind of coffee. It was wonderful. So I walked back home, took a shower, took a nap. Oh my God. Taking a nap and waking up when you want is amazing. Quiet, nothing there. And then I was going to go to Poe's Tavern that night.
Mm-hmm.
Overslept. I woke up. It was like, I don't know, like maybe 7. And I was like, I'm not getting up right now. So I spent the whole night watching Grey's Anatomy that night.
Nice.
But it was great. It felt awesome.
So and the funny part was, we actually went to bed the same time after we had talked.
We did.
Because I was actually, we were watching, I was watching The House. So,
how about that? We're just like in sync even when we're not even.
Yeah. So, So my Friday night was, I got the girls, after work, mom and dad were like, take your time and all this other stuff. So I went and got them. We came back and had, dinner, and then try to remember if I gave them a bath or not. I think I gave them a bath. I'm pretty sure I gave them a bath. And then, so we were kind of chilling out, and, Clark and Nikki, were on the way up. So Clark and Nick DeMores were coming up, and super excited about that. And I got the text that they were on their way, and mm-hmm. then also that they were stopping to have dinner. So I was like, so part of me was like, whew, good, you know, because I gotta get the girls down.
Right.
And the other part of me was like, man, I didn't get stuff for dinner, you know, because I was kind of freaking out a little bit. And so I got them down and got them in. They got them in the bed. And then so I cleaned up. I got the bedroom ready for Clark and Nikki. Well, not I got the sheets on, got my bed ready, made sure the bathroom and everything was set up. And I meant to, the one thing I did forget, Clark and Nikki, to set out for you guys, and I want to apologize, with washcloths. I forgot to get washcloths out of the, above
so
the...
were they like, where my washcloths?
Yeah, so...
it's fine.
But yeah, so I forgot to get some washcloths for them, so I hope that they...
Well, yeah. They're just never coming here again.
Yeah. Yeah.
You realize that? They're never coming back.
Ever. Oh, they will. They will.
Oh.
So,
come back?
So, Cleo's in the channel. She's in the Twitch. So, what's going on, Miss Cleo?
How are you?
How you doing?
Anyway, so that
so
was...
Clark and Nikki got here. We were kicking it. I don't think we played anything that night. I don't think we played any games.
Well,
that night.
they had just got.
They've been driving. And we were just kicking it, and the reason I love. So here's the thing: if any of you guys come hang out with us, you know we're gonna be on our damn phones when we're sitting up front. I'm just gonna say that. You know, I like when Clark and Nikki come out. They're on their iPads and shit. Oh, I know what we did. Nikki had a draw, so she's doing this thing where she's having to draw like. Every night, so
she can draw too. She can draw and write.
Yeah, so she's drawing every night, dude. Right? Because she's got this book that she's been working on.
What the hell?
So Clark and I went ahead. So that was the 6th. So that had to be, yeah. So that's because Clark signed the back of the box. That's when we broke out all the bourbon and everything.
Okay.
And so we were drinking the bourbon and stuff. That Booker's, man, that's 129.5 proof or 130 proof.
Man.
And we were drinking it neat. And I only had one because I was like, man, this shit put me on my butt. It didn't put me on my butt.
It sounds like it would be.
But I was kind of like, I can't drink this neat. I'm going to have a big old ice cube up in here. You know, so I'm like, okay. You know, hands up. I give up. Don't hurt me, Bookers. Don't hurt me, Bookers. So that kind of happened, and it was pretty funny.
It's, yeah,
you know, and so that was.
I'm surprised you didn't drunk text me.
No, I didn't drunk text you because
that would have been fun.
My stomach was kind of, you know, that's where I kind of had that those dumplings
right
earlier that day, and my stomach was kind of feeling kind of off. So I wasn't quite sure what it was. So I kind of just kind of kept it easy and kind of hung out with Nikki. And then they kind of went on to bed. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to watch some House, you know, and I watched a few things of House and stuff like that.
Right.
So, oh, now I wouldn't say I'm a lightweight. Now, I wouldn't say that.
I am.
I wouldn't say I'm a lightweight, but I wasn't feeling too great Friday night. So I was kind of. But I never had 130 proof before either. Neat. So
yeah, that come was, on now. Give him some credit.
And I mean, I drunk it. I mean, yeah, I drunk it. You know, and then I had some after. I didn't have that, but I had some Heaven Hills, or I had something else after that. I can't remember. So we did that Friday night. Then Saturday morning, woke up, and I was like, all right, I got to cook some breakfast. So I cooked pancakes. I did an egg scramble, made some oatmeal, and Nikki and Clark came out. And I said, behold, before you.
He didn't say behold.
The fruits, I don't, you know, believe it. I was like, have some of this stuff. You know? So they had pancakes and egg scramble that I made with this fancy cheese I had gotten.
I hope they enjoyed it.
And they did. They had turkey sausage. So I hope that went okay with Clark, of course. But yeah. And Udella, you're right. That's the Booker's 130. That was some flame. That had some heat to it. So that was some flame breathing. So you woke up what time Saturday morning, babe? What time did you wake up?
9:30, I think.
9:30?
Which is early for us. I mean, late for us.
9:30.
Wow. I know, right?
So you got up.
And I got my butt up and I was like, you know what? I'm doing this Charleston thing. And I went to Callie's Hot Little Biscuit. My sister told me about Callie's. And supposedly a popular little place. So I went. They make these amazing little biscuits. Hot little biscuits. And the special for the day was one of them was like a ham and Swiss with poppy seed butter. They were amazing.
Poppy seed butter?
Yeah.
I never heard no poppy seed butter.
I have never heard of it either. It's like, it was green, but it was good. So I had some of that. And then I took some filled biscuits home. And then I decided to walk down King Street. It was drizzling and kind of dreary, but I was like, I'm not going to let that get me down. So walked down King Street, saw a little donut place. You know what? Let's go in. Let's do it. Went and picked up some donuts for later and kept on walking. Saw a cupcake place. I said, you know what? Let's do it. Went and got some cupcakes for later. And I was like, I'm on vacation. Let's do this. So then I went to this coffee place to get some coffee while I was going to read and get some coffee. It was great. And then their coffee sucked. So that was awesome. Or not.
And that was the worst part of your trip, right?
What, the coffee?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, you can call it that. I was just like, come on now. It was regular old coffee. I didn't get anything fancy. I was just like, you know what?
Did it make like a little shape in it and write your name?
No, it was just regular old coffee. Real coffee. Now, the blueberry muffin I had with it was amazing.
Right, right.
But, yeah. So, that was good. So, then stopped in Walgreens to get some souvenirs for everyone. And then went on home. And I took a nap. And it was awesome.
Yeah.
Took a nap and then woke up. I had some of my Cuban, I think, for lunch. And then went back to sleep, I think. I can't remember. And then I got up and I went to Poe's Tavern. It's a burger place that is Edgar Allan Poe themed. And it was actually a really good burger. They grind all of their meat in-house so you can get the burger as low temp as you want. Medium rare is what I get. And I really enjoyed myself. I had an appetizer. Ate some very cheesy stuff. It was cheesy. It was really good. And then I went across the street because the woman at Post, because they didn't have anything sweet at Post Tavern.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, but across the street, they have banana bread pudding.
So people banana, across the street, yeah. You know the people that own Post Tavern, own the place across the street too, right?
No, they don't. I wish they did, because then this woman would have known what she was talking about. Went over there. They didn't have banana bread pudding.
They
had banana pudding. Now,
stupid people.
Stupid, but it was some really good banana pudding at the same time. So I had some banana pudding.
Uh-huh.
I had a taco. Oh, I had a carnitas taco.
Mm.
It was good. Then I went home and watched Grey's Anatomy till like 4 a.m. And then went to sleep. So what did you all do Saturday?
So Saturday, we hung out around the house. Clark and I, we went to Costco. There was some snack stuff, and we went to Aldi's as well to get some things. And then I think I went to Aldi's. I can't remember. Then we had Martin's for lunch.
Ooh, yum. You didn't tell me you had Martin's.
Yeah, we had Martin's for lunch.
Was it as good as the first time?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got the brisket this time. It was melting your mouth, like as Clark and them said. And I got some wings for later, which I ended up having later on in the evening. I started making the chili.
Right.
So I started making that. As well, Clark and Nikki were playing with the girls and we were all hanging out. Clark and I were messing around with the Raspberry Pi. So I picked up a Raspberry Pi and I got it set up on Friday before Clark got here to build a Retro Pi. Because a lot of people, I couldn't find Nintendo Classic, and then I was like, I really didn't want to fool for retro with a Raspberry Pi, because I didn't want to have to start building stuff and all this other crap, and I just didn't feel like doing it. But then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do it.
So and you did it.
I did it, and I had a bunch of Amazon gift cards, so I did it. I bought a Raspberry Pi for like $50, and I imaged it to a RetroPie, and it took me a long time to finally get a ROM loaded up because I was doing it wrong. So that was amazing.
I don't know anything about this, by the way. It's all new to me.
Yeah, like I haven't had a chance to show you it because the reason being is because I unplugged it and started playing Witcher 3.
Oh.
On the Xbox. So,
well, that'll do it.
So I have Super Mario World set up on it right now. But I want to get the other games expanded and everything else. So all those games like Tetris that, you know, Deidre absolutely loves, you know. So I want to get all that stuff set up so that we can just plug it up and play some good old Nintendo games. So I did that. So we didn't go to Aldi's. Okay. My bad.
I love that you have somebody fact checking you in.
Because I can't remember, man. It was like a blur, man. So, Saturday evening, when the chili was done, we played Welcome to the Dungeon, which is one of the new games I wanted to play, which is more of a competitive bidding game. Mm. It's fun, babe. It's almost like
this Munchkin. Doesn't sound like something I would like.
It's fun. Believe me, it's fun. Nikki liked it. I liked it. Clark liked it. You'll be fine. Because it's fun. Because you're going around a table and you're bidding, saying, you know, can I get through this dungeon with the gear that is before me? You know, and it's kind of like you turn it over and you...
So you're bidding against people.
You're bidding against people, but then you're also pulling a monster card. You're looking at it. You can either keep that monster out and take an equipment to put with it, or you can put that monster in the dungeon, because that monster is going to be in the dungeon.
Okay.
So the people that put the monster in the dungeons, those are the monsters that you're going to have to fight.
Okay.
So as you're going through, it was really fun. It was really fun. I know Clark got the second version of that game, and it really is fun. Okay. Fun.
Fun. Babe. It's fun. It's fun.
Babe.
It's the most fun you'll ever have.
It's the most fun you will ever have. It's fun. It is fun. It is the most fun you ever have.
It's the best fun.
It's the best fun you're ever going to have.
Ever.
Ever. Ever. I'm sorry.
That's the closest we get to politics around here. Usually.
So we played like two or three games of that. We played two games of that. So the best of two. So we played that. Nikki won one. And I think Clark won the other one, or somebody won or something. I don't even know if I won one. I don't know. I don't care. Because you know how I am.
Yeah.
I don't. That doesn't matter to me. I just like. But then we end up playing Temple of Elemental Evil.
Temple of Doom.
The new Dungeons & Dragons game I got. And I have to say, Clark and Nikki, you guys, tipsy, are effing amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen them tipsy, but.
And I have to say, man, Temple of Elemental Evil was amazing. And you guys, we beat that game. We kicked its ass. I don't even know how that last round went because I had to go take a shit. So I left the table real quick. And then...
you came back and they were like, all right.
I came back and Nick was like, Clark was like, we won. We won. I was like, so what happened? That was like, well, did this. Clark went in. He beat the living shit out of him and this, that, and the other, and we won. I was like,
witty woo, and
yeah. I was like, all right, it's 2 a.m. Let's go to bed.
Awesome job.
Awesome job. High fives all around. So they went to bed. I said, don't worry, I got the kitchen. Cleaned up a little of the kitchen, watched the episode of House, and went to bed. So it was like 3:30, 4 o'clock before I went to bed. Of course, the girls woke up about 6:37.
Of course.
You know.
Because, of course.
Yep. And I just want to apologize, Nikki.
Why?
Because
Nikki.
And Clark, you know, I'm walking around the house in my boxer briefs and stuff like that.
Where are you?
I mean,
that's fine.
Well, I'm just going to say.
You live there, but.
I am going to say I almost walked out of the room to go to the bathroom butt ass naked.
Now that would have been hilarious.
But I was like, you know what? Let me put my boxer briefs on real quick because I don't know if Nikki and Clark got up already. So.
And they were up.
Yeah, I didn't know they were up until I was coming out of the bathroom and went back. I was like, oh, shit. Okay. Hey, good morning. I'm so glad we family because you know what? It don't matter. You know, it don't matter.
Luckily, we're family. Luckily.
But, you know, if we weren't family, I wouldn't. I'll come out in jeans, button down shirt, tie, and socks and shoes to go to the bathroom or something like that. So,
anyway.
So, yeah. But, yeah. I was just joking. Awesome. I was joking about the apology, though. I know y'all don't fucking care. That's two. That was two. Sorry, everyone. And then,
like, I have a dirty mouth, but it's not even me that gets it.
No, you said it earlier.
Yeah, but you said it the second time, so.
What?
I'm just saying.
Okay.
No. I didn't say. I said it during like sound check.
No, you said it during the show.
Oh, okay.
You was like, it was amazing, you know. Oh, well. I was like, oh, I just didn't call you out on it.
It was really that amazing, though.
But anyway, so, Sunday.
I woke up. I have no idea what time I woke up.
So let me tell you about my Sunday, because it'd be quick.
Okay, you do your Sunday.
So my Sunday was, we all got up, fed the girls, and we were all just still kind of dragging for the morning, being lazy. And then we got breakfast from Zegg's carry out.
Oh.
So we ate
Zegg's. This is all new to me.
So because you didn't ask how my weekend went.
I thought you were going to tell me. I did ask how your weekend went. I did.
You didn't ask me how it went, babe. You're just like, I don't want to be back here. I feel like a wife. I feel like I can't breathe. So I don't want to talk anymore.
I'm not saying anything.
I'm conserving my breath. I'm
conserving my breath.
I'm conserving my oxygen because I can't breathe when I'm here being a mother and a wife. I love freaking with you so much. You know I don't believe that. But we just didn't talk about it. I mean, you came back and it was just kind of like, okay, welcome back. Hey, what's up? I missed you. You're like, okay.
That's not what happened.
It took you like 2 days to finally realize you might have missed me.
Yeah.
Or maybe. You just kind of like, you was like, you know what?
I was like,
I guess I did miss Jay.
Yeah. I really wasn't aware that I missed him until, you know, it had been a couple of days. And I was like, you know what? I did miss him.
I was like,
huh.
Well, damn.
Amazing.
I said, ain't that something? Ain't that something? I was like, okay.
Well, I am a cold, unfeeling harpy.
No. You just Renee.
I don't even know how you stand being married to me.
Because you're amazing.
I'm a cold,
you're not
unfeeling
cold.
Harpy.
You're not cold. And you're not a harpy. You're not cold and you're not a harpy.
Thank you. But I'm a cold harpy.
No, you're not a cold harpy.
Okay. Something else.
But anyway, so we had brunch, and then, you know, we kind of just chilled out for a little bit, got some pictures in, and they headed out. They was like, look, we out of here, Jay. You're on your own, bro. I was like, man, I appreciate you guys. You let me cook chili. You kept me sane. And I will say, I really appreciate them coming up.
I'm glad they came.
And I will also say, and I told you this, that the schedule and the things that you have done, you made it easy for me to mimic that. And I appreciate everything you do as a mother and as a wife. So that really
was very sweet of you.
So you made it real easy for me to be able to follow in your footsteps. And
I knew you would.
If I was here by myself, it definitely would have been harder because it was nice having Nikki and Clark
to distract
the girls. You know,
yeah, I can see how that would be amazing.
That really helped out a lot.
People come to visit and they want to play with them. It's like, oh yes,
yes, please
play with them.
Let me go use the bathroom, please.
Please play with them and just have fun with them. And
yeah, so Clark and Nikki, I got a new game. Well, I got my game back, my Warhammer Quest Silver Tower. I got it all back. So I got another co-op we can play together. Woo, woo. All right, so your Sunday was wedding. Go ahead and talk about your drunk FaceTime and stuff like that. And then
Sunday, I laid in bed all day until it was time to get ready for the wedding. I got up midday and had some leftover Cuban and got back in bed. It was great. So anyway, I got up, got ready. Melissa, one of my friends, picked me up. And we went to the wedding, and she is gorgeous. She's like 43, but she's so pretty, and she looks so young, and I hate her. And she has a 19-year-old daughter who could be a model. It is insane. But anyway, so we went to the wedding, and I saw Raina. Oh, Raina.
Oh, Raina. See that?
She is the yin to my yang.
So I love Jessica and David, and I'm glad they got married. And, you know, I wish I could have been there to celebrate, but... Not there's no but I'm trying. Maybe I should just shut up because they watch the show. Hi, Jessica. Hi, David.
It's
okay. Raina's so cool. Raina's like my favorite.
It's okay. See, in our groups, everybody realizes that there are certain girls you're like crazy close to.
Well, there's I've been talking to Raina
that I'm super close
but,
to.
But I've been like, talking. But I've been talking to Raina for a bit.
Yeah, you have been talking.
So I've been talking to her a while for a bit. So
I don't
it's kind of
have very many levels to the friends in that group because we're all so close. It's like everybody's almost like neck and neck with how right. close I am to everyone. But Raina and I have our personalities are a lot alike.
So here's I know where it is.
What
so. So everyone knows how we love Kim Price.
Yes.
Right?
Oh my gosh.
So dude. You have Raina and you have Kim Price.
And they're kind of, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Kim's a girl. You know what I'm saying? And Raina's like right below right there. That doesn't mean anything. We just know Kim for a long time.
A long time. But
yeah.
But for Raina, for you to be up there right under Kim Price, let me tell you, that is like crazy. Amazing, because that
and Moore's listening now. I know you're looking and everything. I'm letting y'all know
gonna be ranking friends.
This
That's
is just
we
single. We're talking about single women. This is what we're talking about.
All single ladies.
Anyway, that's what we're talking about. Moore's y'all freaking family. You know what I'm saying? So
except Raina's not single. But
oh, I'm sorry.
You know what I'm talking about.
Well, I don't.
You don't know I'm Spencer.
Not, I don't know Spencer.
So it's different. It's yeah. like. Couples versus singles. Anyway.
Sorry.
They're no sorry. They don't care.
God.
They know we love them. Okay. So we saw Raina. And I was like, instantly, I was like, you my boo. And me and Melissa and Raina just had so much fun. I was drinking rum and Cokes. And I was excited because I thought there wasn't going to be any mixed drinks there. So that's what I was told. When I found out that there were mixed drinks, I was like, yeah. So I had rum and Cokes the whole
Renee time. Drunk FaceTimed me.
I drunk FaceTimed Jay. I drunk FaceTimed my sister.
And these three ladies were yelling at me to go in there because I had put the kids down. I was like, I already put them down. And they were like, are they awake? I was like, yeah, I think I hear them. It's like, go in there and turn the light on. Turn the light on. I want to see them. So I had to go in there, and it was...
They were up anyway.
It was amazing. It was funny.
So we drank rum and Cokes. Jessica got married. Her son was adorable. David's so cute. They look so great together. They're perfect together. She had 5 cakes at her wedding, and one of them was raspberry, and it tasted just like a raspberry Pop-Tart. I swear I had like 5 pieces of cake. I kid you not.
You don't know how many pieces. So that means you probably had 10.
Probably.
Since you were drunk.
And I was drunk. And we were... And I get a little... I go really blue when I'm drunk. I talk about sex all the time when I'm drunk. That's probably what I did. So
see,
I had to,
you talk about me talking about sex. I had because you're like... Because apparently...
No. You talk about other people having sex.
Okay. What's the difference?
I just talk about sex in general. I don't... start talking about, hey, you gonna go home, you gonna get you some, and y'all gonna be up in it tonight. Like
that's okay. If Nikki and Clark wanna have sex, and I'm calling it like
I'm
it is,
saying that's you anyway.
That's fine. If I'm tipsy, I'm like Nikki and Clark, y'all need to go have sex tonight and go make passionate love.
So had a great night.
They're not gonna be like, oh, Jay, how dare you?
And then Raina took me home, and we held hands all the way back too.
That shit was hilarious. And I was like,
I don't know what.
I was like,
we were just talking.
I said, Renee was really drunk. She held your hand the whole way.
Because I don't touch people. Because
she was like, you mean you wouldn't hold my hand if you wasn't drunk?
I was like, no, probably not. I love you, but probably not. I barely hold Jay's hand. But people were amazed that we had just met that day.
Well, in person.
Yeah, in person. People were amazed that that we were...
Y'all had
close as we could be.
Y'all had a digital relationship.
Yeah. And I'm like, it's not weird to me because I met Jay through WoW, for goodness sake. And
I mean, we,
about 90% of my close friends.
We're great friends with the Moors. Yeah. The Moors are like family.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, to all these other people, they
JK, like a brother from another mother.
Even her driver couldn't. Like, he couldn't fathom that we had.
Who was her driver? Everyone's like, she's got a legit driver. Who was her driver?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
So he's like, was that like a Uber?
No. It was like a car.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. No, it wasn't an Uber. No, because she called him by name. No. She, no. Was it? I need to ask. I don't think it was an Uber.
I love her name.
Maybe it was. I was drunk. I don't know. In my mind, he was like a really fancy driver, but maybe I was just drunk at the time.
Okay.
But so I had a great time. And the next trip to Charleston will be a family trip, but I am gonna start taking solo trips. I don't know, it'll probably just be here because I'm cheap, but if it can be a way, it might be a way. And Jay needs to take trips on his own. I'm telling him he needs to go away where he's not a father.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I was like, you talking about doing it every year, and I was like, well, okay, so how I'm gonna get my trip in? Because you know,
you can do yours once a year.
That's what I'm saying. I mean,
we
so
we both do it once a year,
like every six months, and then we got Nerdtacular. You don't want to be screaming
this
money,
year,
girl.
We're not doing Nerdtacular next year. This is it. Remember,
you be screaming money, girl. So okay. We have like 5 minutes of the show left, and I told Renee at the beginning of the show, I was like, this show is going to be dedicated to you.
We didn't talk about anything else,
and I wanted her to be able to talk about her trip to Charleston and how much fun she had, because she really had a lot of fun.
Yep. And, the
and I got to hear things
home.
That she didn't tell me, and she got to hear things from me that she didn't ask about. Yeah, I'm throwing
what?
Shade.
You are throwing
that
shade.
That was some shade. You like that, right?
You were throwing that was
pretty,
shade.
That was pretty good, wasn't it? You like that?
That was pretty good.
That was pretty good. So in the show notes, check them out, because I tried a new recipe of sweet and sour pork, Udella and Diddy. You guys need to check this recipe out. I'm going to put it in the other chat, in the Twitch chat as well. But this is an air fryer recipe that I picked up for sweet and sour pork that is freaking amazing. So let me throw this in there.
I wonder if other pork would be good with it.
So
like chops.
So that's a recipe that is amazing. Sweet and sour pork that I'm making it again tomorrow. After the show, I'm going to put the show up and I'm going to go get everything prepped. Also in the show notes, we're going to have the slow cooker ham and bean soup that we cook at once a week for the past 2 months. That is also a favorite here in the Valentine household, as well as with Renee's family. Renee, you've been playing some games and reading some books. You don't need to talk.
Nope.
You don't need,
I'm not gonna go into detail.
Yeah, just go ahead and tell us what you've been reading and everything.
Yeah, I have been reading. Like, I finished the Drawing of the Three. Great book. I decided to try a new one, The Girl Who Would Be King. It's really good. It's about modern day superheroes. It's pretty good. Like that. And I've been playing Skyrim. I installed a crap ton of mods to make it even better for me this time. So, yeah. So it's pretty cool. And hey, I am back to the diet and gym because I had 2 or 3 months off, and I am back to it. Counting calories, all that mess.
Yeah. And so, Best Buy actually had a Witcher 3, the Game of the Year edition, on sale for $19.99. I had a coworker pick it up because he has a Gamers Club membership. So I picked it up on the Xbox One. So I'm actually playing a game on the Xbox One. Who would have thought? You know, because Everyone keeps saying that I should play Overwatch on the Xbox One. I'm like, psh, I'll play that on PC. And then I had a couple of Blood Bowl games. Well, I had one, and I lost 1-0. Luckily, no one on my team died. I almost had someone die, but my team medic, my apothecary, brought him back. Yes, brought him back from the grips of death. So I was playing a team that loves to foul. So their thing was to try to kill my guys. So they had a team of full of Butch and Grayson Allens from Duke. Yeah, oh that's my team. That's my team, Duke. You know, but Grayson Allen, I know he's an asshole, you know, but they lost to Louisville. It happens. Whatever. I did get Warhammer Quest back. Roscoe did a great job painting them up. I got it all back. And I'm excited to play this with you. It's another co-op game. So we're going to play with some beautifully painted miniatures that I'm going to play. And then Renee and I, we no longer have Fitbit Altas. We have the Charge 2s now. Renee's Alta band was going broke. Took it back. Managed to get her Charge 2. Mine had did the same thing, so I had did the same as well. So you got 2 more days of the potty training, babe. You got this.
2 more days before she goes out into the world.
Yep.
And uses all that I have taught her.
So, folks in the Twitch chat, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
People over in the Hex chat or the other chat realm, thanks for being with us. Everyone to Valen Tavern, we're all together here. Thank you all for being here, watching this and everything. If you want to reach us by email, you can do so at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast. The Facebook page is?
Facebook page is facebook.com/valentinecast. Video of this and previous episodes can be seen at youtube.com/valentinecast. Jay's Twitter feed is thecowboy, T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I. And my Twitter feed is theiceflow.
Huge thanks to everyone over at Alpha Geek Radio for allowing us to stream this on their site. Also, thanks for the folks at Period Lights Music for letting us use their music for the intro and outro. Also, a big shout out to Andrew Allen Trio for letting us use their music for the bed music. We will see you guys in 2 weeks. So have a great day. Happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Go out and live the dream. Do something positive for folks out there. Make a difference out there in this time of craziness here in the U.S. Let's try to make an impact for all people, not just any. So, anyway, love you all. Talk to you later. Now, what was that smile about?
And you just trying to make the world a better place.
Yeah. All right, let me turn this up before I say something I don't want to say. All right, bye, y'all.
This is Alpha Geek Radio.